91X News.
It's -8 and partly cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Angus Argyle. The Conservative Party will choose its next leader on May 27th of the next year. Terry Pedwell has the story.
The party says it chose the date over the weekend and will allow the time needed to put together a competitive race and a fair and open contest for all potential candidates. The specific rules around how the next full-time leader will be chosen will be set in the coming weeks, but the vote will only be open to party members. Former Conservative Cabinet Minister Rana Ambrose is currently serving as the party's interim leader, a position she was elected to after Stephen Harper stepped down on election night. Several current and former MPs are believed to be considering a run, along with at least one high-profile outsider, businessman and TV personality Kevin O'Leary. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The Bank of Canada is again facing the question of whether lowering its already low key interest rate will help ease the pain of Canada's struggling economy. Terry Pedwell also has this story.
Bank Governor Stephen Poloz will make the central bank's latest scheduled rate announcement tomorrow. It comes at a time of tumbling oil prices, a weak global economy, and downgraded outlooks for Canadian growth. Poloz lowered the trend-setting rate twice last year to 0.5% to help soften the blow of sliding oil prices, and observers are divided on whether he'll pull the trigger again. The International Monetary Fund became the latest organization to lower its growth projection for Canada, dropping its 2017 forecast today to 2.1% from 2.4% in October. Terry Pedwell, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The federal Liberal government is about to join the provinces in a nationwide bulk-buying drug plan that aims to lower the costs of prescription medications. British Columbia's Health Minister Terry Lake says the provinces and territories formed a pharmaceutical alliance to reduce drug costs. But Ottawa has previously resisted joining the team, but that's about to change.
They will be an equal partner in the Pan-Canadian Pharmaceutical Alliance. And, you know, if they can bring, they have responsibility for all First Nations and Inuit pharmaceuticals. They've got the RCMP, they've got the military. So they have a number of drug plans that they can bring on board and increase our bargaining power significantly.
Canada's health ministers are gathering in Vancouver this week for 2 days of talks of drug policies, chronic diseases, and funding agreements between the federal, provincial, and territorial governments. Physicist Stephen Hawking says the greatest threats facing humanity in the future include nuclear war, catastrophic global warming, and genetically engineered viruses. Reporter Zafiria Shaki Lee says Hawking believes a disaster on Earth is a near certainty in the next 1,000 to 10,000 years.
It will not spell the end of humanity because by that time, humans are likely to have spread out into space and to other stars, says Hawking. We will not establish self-sustaining colonies in space for at least the next 100 years, so we have to be very careful in this period.
Hawking made the comments while recording the BBC's annual Wreath Lectures on January 7th. Director Spike Lee and actor Jada Pinkett Smith are calling for a boycott of the Academy Awards. Pinkett Smith, whose husband Will Smith wasn't nominated for his performance in the NFL head trauma drama Concussion, says people of color should disregard the Academy Awards. In a video posted on Facebook, she says she isn't pleading for recognition.
Begging for acknowledgement or even asking diminishes dignity and diminishes power. And we are a dignified people, and we are powerful, and let's not forget it.
For the second year, all Oscar nominees are white. A lockdown at a medium security prison in eastern Ontario has ended after 2 weeks. The lockdown at Warkworth Institution near Campbellford began on January 5th as a precautionary measure after a number of prisoners showed symptoms associated with respiratory illness. The Correctional Service of Canada says it immediately began working with in collaboration with the Kawartha Pine Ridge District Health Unit to resolve the situation. Regularly scheduled visits were affected and some programs were also suspended. Acting Assistant Warden Scott McPherson says the prison has returned to normal operations, including visits to the institution. It's not known how many inmates showed symptoms. A man is facing charges after a motel room was trashed and an employee allegedly assaulted with a broom. Police say motel staff went to a room on Monday and found the ceiling had been ripped open, ceiling lights had been taken apart and tampered with, a hole was punched in the closet door, and garbage was thrown all over. Investigators say a man then went to the motel office, started yelling at the female clerk, who fled to another room and called 911 after he allegedly took a swing at her with a broom. When officers arrived, they spoke to the clerk, confirmed the damage to the room, and arrested the man, who was still in the office. Police say he put an object in his mouth and he was being arrested, and eventually spit out a small bag allegedly containing crystal methamphetamine. A 43-year-old Kingston man is charged with assault with a weapon, mischief over $5,000, theft under $5,000, and possession of a controlled substance, and two counts of breach of probation. A child playing with a disconnected cell phone in Hamilton Township dialed 911, and two OPP officers arrived at the door shortly after. The family was surprised to find out that the deactivated cell phone could still make emergency calls. Northumberland OPP want the public to be aware of this cell phone feature to avoid this type of incident in the future. The 9th annual Sleep Out So Others Can Sleep In will take place in Belleville's Market Square to raise awareness and money for homelessness in the area. Sandy Sidsworth, Executive Director of the Hastings and Prince Edward Canadian Mental Health Association, says they don't have enough funding to keep their transitional homes in good condition. Sidsworth says these homes give people the support they need during a difficult time.
It really works hard to have those folks that come in to get the supports they need to move into safe and affordable housing and maintain sustainability so they're not homeless again. Whether it's working through mental health issues, addiction issues, sometimes we're seeing an older demographic coming in, so we're seeing fragile seniors, and it's getting them connected with the support services that will help them maintain some independence.
The event will take place on January 29th from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. The fundraising goal is $10,000. You can call 613-969-8874 for more information or for a pledge sheet. The OPP pulled over a speeding car yesterday afternoon on the 401 near Napanee. The driver is from France and was renting the car. He was clocked going 160 kilometers an hour. The OPP has seized the car and suspended the man's license. He is scheduled to appear in court February 4th. The Glenora Ferry service out of Prince Edward County will be out of service on Wednesday, January the 20th, from 9:30 until 3 p.m. for scheduled maintenance. That's QNET News on 91X. To 4 o'clock, sports is next.
Parlay your passion for sports into a career in journalism. The one-year post-grad sports journalism program at Loyalist College can help you turn your BA into a broadcasting career. Our grads are working across Canada and abroad in radio, television, at newspapers, and with a variety of sports teams. If you have a university degree or college diploma, you're eligible for admission. Apply at ontariocolleges.ca. Or for more information, follow the sports journalism link at loyalistcollege.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Angus Argyle with QNET Sports. The Trenton Golden Hawks starting goaltender is going from Golden Hawk to Golden Griffin. Sean McIntosh has more.
Daniel Urbani will play for the Canisius College Golden Griffins in Buffalo, New York next year, a National Collegiate Athletic Association Division I team. This year, he backstopped Trenton, the best Junior A hockey team in all of Canada, winning 25 of his 29 games played. QNET News will be speaking to Urbani after Wednesday's game against Oakville. Puck drop is at 7:30 p.m. at the Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens in Trenton. Sean McIntosh, QNET News.
Ben McAdoo takes over next season as the new head coach for the New York Giants. Tom Coughlin stepped down earlier this month after 12 years with the team and two Super Bowl wins. McAdoo explains some of the first things he will tackle as the new head coach.
You take a look at the game plans. We're going to go through our game plans, 1 through 16. Take a look at those offense, defense, special teams, and then start our self-scout, look at the cut-ups, and study everything from, you know, our first and second down to our situations to, you know, the personnel, and see how it all ties in and come up with a plan and then put that plan into practice.
Kent Austin will remain with the Hamilton Tiger Cats for the next 4 years. Austin signed a contract extension through the 2019 season to stay as the team's head coach and GM, and owner Bob Young is expecting championships for his franchise.
Obviously. Very unfinished business. Kent has standards where second best isn't good enough. It doesn't matter how high second is. He's excited to be able to bring the Grey Cup here a couple of times in the next couple of years.
Edmonton will host the 2017's Men's World Curling Championship at Rexall Place. The announcement was made Tuesday at Edmonton City Hall. The tournament will be the last chance for countries to earn enough points to qualify for the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. A dozen countries, including host Canada, will be in the field for the event April 1st to 9th. Canada's representative will be determined in March at the Canadian Men's Championship in St. John's, Newfoundland. Edmonton holds the attendance record for the Ford World Men's Curling Championship with 184,970 in 2007 at Rexall Place. Canada's Glenn Howard won the world title that year. The city also set attendance records of 280,000 for the Tim Hortons Brier in 2005 and 175,000 for the Olympic trials in 2009. Three high-ranking Canadian Olympic Committee officials have been dismissed days after the release of a critical report on how the organization handled allegations of sexual harassment by its former president. Two sources confirmed Tuesday that Chief Sport Officer Caroline Asselaine, Executive Director of Operations Judy Kroot, and Human Resources Manager Robert Cousin are no longer with the organization. A COC spokesman said the organization would not comment on personal issues. Marcel Abu stepped down as president in October after women accused him of sexual comments and unwanted touching. The 68-year-old lawyer has not faced any criminal charges. He apologizes to, in quotations, those who may have been offended by my behavior in his resignation statement. The COC subsequently hired the independent law and human resources firm Ruben Tomlinson to conduct a review of the organization's policies and practices in the wake of the scandal. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. In weather, the forecast for Belleville, tonight partly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries with a low of minus 15. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a high of minus 6. Tomorrow night, cloudy periods with a low of minus 14. At 4:12, it's minus 8. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Angus Argyle. News on 91X, next at 5.